On April 8th, an American tank fired a shell into the Palestine Hotel in Baghdad, where many foreign reporters were staying. Two cameramen, one from Ukraine and one from Spain, were killed. President Bush met last week with Spain's prime minister and expressed regret for the incident. The prime minister accepted the president's condolences, but Spanish media and the family of cameraman Jose Coso are demanding a full investigation. Jerome Sokolowski visited the Coso family in Madrid and sent this report.
The entrance hall of the Coso family apartment is adorned with rows of antique picture frames. The yellowing photos show proud men in uniforms covered with medals, sashes, and frills. Rafael Permuy, Jose Coso's uncle, explains who these men were.
This is the great-grandfather of Jose. He was commander in the Navy. He served in the campaign of Cuba and Filipinas. This is my father, grandfather of Jose.
The uncle himself was a major in an army artillery unit. So when his nephew was killed by a shell from an American tank, he decided to find out what happened.
Yo conozco perfectamente lo que es una batalla. Y yo tengo en mi poder.
He went over maps of Baghdad, testimonies from other reporters, and hours of his nephew's own footage for Spain's Telecinco news channel. But he found no evidence that anyone had fired on the Americans from Coso's hotel. So Permuy is leading the family's campaign to have those responsible for the tragedy punished.
Yo exijo al teniente coronel.
I demand the commanders of 4th Battalion be officers and gentlemen and assume the responsibilities. If not, they are neither officers nor gentlemen.
The Cosos are not alone in rejecting U.S. explanations that the soldiers fired on the hotel because they thought they were under attack. Human rights organizations are demanding a full investigation into the killing. They say the Americans should have known that the hotel was a base for hundreds of war correspondents. But President Bush has even avoided calling the killing a mistake. Permuy says he accepts the president's argument that war is a dangerous place. But he says that neither Jose Coso nor his family ever underestimated the risks.
Si Jose se hubiese muerto.
If Jose had been killed in crossfire, stepping on a mine, or in an uncontrolled explosion, we would have wept for him like we're doing now. No, we are upset because he died unjustly.
The Cosos aren't the only ones who are upset. Talk shows and anti-government protesters have taken up the cause, and a few days ago, the winners of a prestigious journalism prize dedicated their award to the slain cameraman. And after the end of fighting in Iraq, it has provided a fresh anti-American focus to what was, just a few months ago, one of Europe's strongest anti-war movements. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.